Welcome to a Record Roulette bonus episode. My name is Eamon O'Flynn. I'm joined by Nathan Smith and Sonia Walton. In our last full episode, we talked about Bruce Springsteen's Nebraska. Springsteen has a real reputation as a blue-collar guy singing about the common man, which is why he's considered a key person in the heartland rock genre, despite New Jersey being nowhere close to a heartland. I think we're all from the heartlandish area of Canada, the Rust Belty area filled with people that get their hands dirty, and I was wondering whether each of you had a favorite heartland rock album. Nathan?
Well, I don't know if it's rock, but I'd say it's heartland.
Heartland music.
Which is the freewheeling Bob Dylan, who cut his teeth in New York, but he's from Minnesota, and it sort of traveled across the American heartland. And it's basically sort of, you know, the leading connoisseur, I think, of the American songbook. And even at that young age, when he recorded that album, he'd consumed everything there was in terms of, you know, rock and roll, blues, jazz, skiffle, folk, obviously, and just sort of spit it all out in his own sort of unique creation. And so I think he was kind of a living embodiment of Heartland America at the time. And then sort of, as a result of that, kind of pushed the genre, if you want to call it that, forward, and sort of reimagining and sort of showing other musicians and bands where that sound could go. So I think it's an album that stood up exceptionally well over time. It still sounds of its time, but also of this time. And so, the freewheeling Bob Dylan by Bob Dylan would be my entry.
All right, Sonia.
I don't know if this strictly qualifies as heartland or Rust Belty music either, because it's primarily set in Jersey and New York City. But The Wild, the Innocent, and the E Street Shuffle by Bruce Springsteen, I'm including it in the mini episode because we just talked about Nebraska in the full episode, and it's the literal antithesis of everything that's happening in Nebraska. This one is, to use Nathan's favorite word from the episode, carnivalesque and exuberant, and lots of piano and lots of sax and rock and roll. And everyone knows at least one song from this album, Rosalita. So it's a ride and a half, and it's operatic in its scope and delivery. I just love it. And it's just blue collar opera. It's beautiful.
Yeah, I think reading about heartland rock, I think the real things are, has to be blue collary and speak to the common man more and be accessible and to that group of people. I don't know. It's very wishy-washy, I think, the whole concept. But I think Bob Dylan,
Nebulous.
Springsteen, they both come up as key figures in that. And to the surprise of no one, I'm going with Bob Seger, and specifically an album that I think should be on the Rolling Stone list. And that album is Stranger in Town. If you've heard a Bob Seger song, there's a good chance it's on this album. Mm-hmm. Hollywood Nights, Still the Same, Old Time Rock and Roll, We've Got Tonight. They're all there.
Hits.
The writing across the whole thing basically is, yeah. The writing across the whole thing is fantastic. Bob's voice is probably the best it ever was. And the Muscle Shoals rhythm section provides the music for half of it, the E Street Band, the other half. It all comes together on an album that went 6 times platinum. In fact, those 4 songs I mentioned all ended up in the top 30 of the Billboard Hot 100 as well, which is pretty impressive, with Still the Same hitting number 4.
I'm surprised this isn't on the list, the Rolling Stone list.
It makes no sense to me. If anyone out there doubts Bob Seger, take a listen to this. It'll change your mind. Do you have a favorite Heartland Rock album? Let us know on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook at RR Music Pod. Oh, and don't forget to listen to all our other episodes. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts, or listen at recordroulettepodcast.com. Music in this episode is from Lemon Music Studio. Thanks for tuning in to Record Roulette. Until the next spin, goodbye.